Alexa, are you down with OPP?
No, it's wrong to touch other people's processors.
Fireside chatter for chilled matters. It is wrong to touch other people's processors. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Unless it's consensual. We have a special guest, as you can hear. It's Alexa. And she's here joining us. She's an Amazon.com product. Say hello, Alexa. She didn't want to say hello to
maybe
us.
Maybe that was hello for Alexa.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. We don't know robot speak. When they take us all over, we will. But, you know.
Yeah.
Alexa, play Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters. Tune in.
I could not find a program named Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters on TuneIn.
I think she thought I said Fireside Shatter.
which
Fireside is totally different. lots of grunting in that. Hey, we have a good topic anyway. Alexa can find Fireside Chatter. If you do happen to have an Alexa device, though, you just have to say, play Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters, tune in, and she will play it. It's a fantastic little thing. I don't think she heard me that time. Nope.
It was too much.
But we have an interesting topic. It's name a trivial thing that you're really good at that you can't necessarily translate into a career that'll make you money. And we've been thinking a lot about this, and we're going to pose it to our listeners as well to name their things that they are really good at, but they're very trivial and they don't make them any money. You have something, though, don't you, Steve?
Yeah, I'm like a useless I have so much, like random... Well, I'm like Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Like, because I mean, I'm on Wikipedia all the time.
Right, right.
But, like, I just know random stuff that, like, would blow your mind.
Right.
About stupid things. You know, like...
It's true. It's true. Well, that's why, like, you'll come up with, like, I remember this movie? Like, what were you mentioning in the one episode? It was the John Goodman movie. That one night you mentioned John Goodman. King Ralph.
King Ralph.
King Ralph. Like, where else would that have come from? It's beautiful. I think it's a beautiful thing. Something I'm good at. I can't think of anything. I can't think of anything I'm good at.
Chocolate.
I'm the one creations. Who came up with this prompt. Chocolate creations, as I did. I gave my girlfriend a nice big chocolate display, and I mixed the chocolate. I melted the chocolate, mixed it with corn syrup, and then made like a little snowman white chocolate display. It was really adorable, and she loved it. And I'm just sentimental like that. But you are, too.
I mean, I try. I'm a terrible gift giver.
Well, no, I think you're pretty good.
Yeah? Well, I got you a Buddha, and you liked that.
You got me a Buddha. I love that Buddha. Yeah. I still rub that Buddha
you
every
should.
Day.
You should.
I do. Yeah. I do. It's good luck.
Does it work?
What?
Has it worked?
It's hit and miss.
You know what? I think on a future episode, we should have someone come in and, like...
Be the Buddha?
Be the Buddha, or we could do like a ceremonial thing with the Buddha where it gets like some mojo put on it.
Yes.
Someone like, you know, does some voodoo shit on it.
I agree.
And we can do that live.
And then we can just laugh.
And I want, you know what? I want to have like a weird episode where there's a palm reader and then a tarot card reader.
Oh, yes. So tell us our futures.
Yeah, tell us our futures.
Tell us how successful we won't be. you stop doing this
one
right
of you
now.
Is going to die.
Turn the microphones off. He's done. You're done. You are spent. No
the Holy
money.
Spirit don't work with the electronics.
You need to turn them
the
off.
Crystal ball.
Crystal ball.
Yeah. Do they do that still?
Crystal balls?
Yeah. Is that a thing?
I
mean, when's the last...
I think it's kind
have
of
you
cliche.
Ever seen a crystal ball in your like real adult life?
I've or seen even a fish bowl.
Fish bowl.
Yeah. I've never seen a crystal ball, though. They're kind of similar.
Yeah.
Crystal ball's magic. Yeah.
They're both full of shit. One's fish.
Right.
Yeah. Fish shit. And the other.
The other's I've just... always liked fish.
I do too, man.
They're like so calming.
I was at a fish store today.
Were you really?
Yeah.
What did you see at the fish store?
Fish.
Really?
Yeah.
No kidding. No fooling? Fish?
No
real
fooling.
Live fish out of the ocean?
I went there, and I didn't even know it existed because it's in a weird part of town.
Yeah.
It's like in a neighborhood. It's like a corner store, fish store, but it's a really nice one.
Yeah.
I was surprised. I was like, this is back here.
Yeah.
Like, it was really weird. It was like, I can't remember. It was called Mystic Cove or something.
Mystic Cove?
Yeah, Mystic Cove.
That sounds kind of enchanting.
Yeah, it's either a fish store or a strip club. Thinking about that one.
Come to our mermaid exhibit. You like them.
We'll show you real Mystic Cove.
What is the appeal of mermaids? They have no genitalia. Except for boobs. They have boobs.
I don't know. Is this a dilemma facing our young men?
I think it is, because I think there's a lot of like those like slutty, but like, I'm not slutty, I'm just cute girls out there.
Not to type,
but like they just really like to wear like those things, and they're like, I want to be a mermaid. Huh. I grew up with Disney. I want to be a mermaid, and you're like, I don't. Why?
Yeah. What?
What possible advantage would that provide you?
Yeah.
You think your voice is gonna get stolen by a fatter mermaid? It's not. It's not. You're not gonna find the prince of your dreams.
No, I'll put you a scenario in your mind. Okay, let's say you're on a plane with a mermaid.
Yeah.
And it crashes.
Right.
Yeah. Who are you gonna eat first?
That's.
I'm gonna eat the fish half.
Right.
And turn that bitch into fish sticks.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
That's legit. That's legit. Maybe that's it.
She's the first to go.
I want that to be okay. So did you see the Liam Neeson movie The Gray?
Nah, but I know it's about wolves or something.
It's about wolves. He like it starts off like where he like him and this group of people crash land, and like there's a guy who's dying, and they're like, we gotta get him some help, and he's like, listen to me very carefully, and you're like bracing yourself for another take-in like monologue. He says, listen to me very carefully. You're going to die. And then there's just like this moment where it's like, oh no. Like, and you're like, wait a minute, what? Like, I was expecting the get under the plane seat. Get out the life preserver. A wolf, fend him off. Pull a tooth out of your molar. You're going to use this to slit his throat. And you're like, that would be badass.
Did that happen?
No, none of that happened. None of that happened. He didn't even fight a wolf.
No?
He didn't even fight a wolf. It was a movie that was advertised completely on Liam Neeson versus wolf.
Yeah.
And he doesn't fight the wolf.
He tries to outthink the wolf? What's the deal?
Kinda. Yeah. Like, they're all like, you know, it's like a survival movie. So they're all in the wintry, you know, Alaskan, Russian, whatever, Alps, and trying to survive. And then it ends up being like Liam Neeson and another guy. And another guy dies, spoilers. And Liam Neeson is the only one left alive, predictably. And then he finds like the wolves that were tracking them. He finds their like den, and he's like starts squaring off with the mother wolf.
Oh.
And then it's a close up on him, and then it cuts to black. Credits.
Oh, that's it.
I have never been more disappointed.
That ending is so cliche.
It is awful. It is awful, and it's like we're like watching it, and everyone else in the theater is like, oh, like there's this feeling of like, really, you're gonna end it there? And then some people are clapping. I'm like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and your claps. We don't need
unless they're leaving it open for a sequel.
Maybe. And I would have endorsed it.
Did it say to be continued?
It did not.
No sequel.
It did not.
There will be no sequel.
Yep. No. Stupid.
That was it.
Bullshit.
What the fuck?
That movie's bullshit. What was my point? Anyway, if you're in a gray style situation and you're playing
feed
crashes,
the dog chocolate. Feed the wolf chocolate.
Right.
That would have solved everything.
I have a Hershey's bar and I'm not afraid to use it. It's a very particular set of chocolate. Chocolate.
from...
There's a whole theme park named after this chocolate. You know what's really funny to think about?
What?
The greatest merger of all time is Hershey's and Reese's.
That
and
happened?
I just want to...
That's a thing?
Yeah, I think they merged.
I don't know.
Like back in the day. Like, Reese's was a guy, and then Hershey was a guy, and then they were like, we could make more money if we join forces. That's
I thought
like
you were
going to
say fuck,
time.
But...
Oh, well, maybe. They have to, like, seal the contract the somehow.
Yeah.
All right, Reese, pull down your pants.
As is tradition.
No photographs, please. But that's what, like, that's got to be, like, the past day equivalent of, like, 20th Century Fox and Disney merging.
You know what I mean? Could definitely.
Yeah, like people were like, this is outrageous. Yeah. What's going to happen to Die Hard?
Oh, man, that makes me think for some reason of like the discontinued cereals that we had when we were kids that are no longer around.
What do you mean?
Well, they brought back Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, they did. And they brought back French Toast Crunch.
Yeah.
And they brought back Oreo O's.
Oh, did they bring Oreo O's
back?
They
brought Oreo O's back. You can find them in your glocial, your local grocery store. Yeah, that's a guy's face out. I'll have a face full of them. I love that cereal, though. It's a great cereal.
You know what? And cereal among the younger people, even younger than us,
yes.
It's like a dying thing. Did
right.
you know that?
Cereal?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
People aren't buying
cereal. Are you cereal?
Not like they used to. Yeah. Very cereal. Cereal.
Fuck, man. That's
yeah.
funny.
Yeah, man.
I love cereal.
Frankenberry. Count Chocula.
Blueberry.
You know, the next episode, we should just get, you know.
Cereals?
Cereals, and we'll eat them on air.
We should.
We'll review the cereals.
Sample them.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, we each bring a box.
Do you know what I have in my cabinet right now? I have to go inside to get it, but I have to go into my cabinet. They have apple cinnamon toast crunch.
Get the fuck out.
Do you know about this?
No.
All right, we're going to take a break. I'm going to go grab this cereal. Steve's going to try it. It's Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters. Fireside Chatter for Chilled Matters. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Steve Stevenson mm-hmm. is enjoying his first taste of apple cinnamon toast crunch. Is it not everything you dreamed and more?
Oh. Oh.
If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it.
Well, these are really good.
Yes.
Holy shit.
I'm telling you, there's so much sugar on them.
Mm, yeah.
It's the best of cinnamon, the best of French. Diabetes.
Maybe this is why kids are diabetic. All the Frankenberry.
Maybe that's why they're trying to move away from them. You know what I mean? Like, because you were telling me that the kids, millennials, aren't as interested in cereal as you and I were, and that's really fucking.
I mean, we're millennials technically.
Well, yeah, but like, I think they're thinking like late millennials, like millennials that were born in 2000, 2001, 2002.
Yeah, that gen.
Like those, because I think we grew up in the 90s when cereal was like. Bah! Yeah. Cereal, like, and that was
Rice Krispie treats, man.
Exactly.
I had an old, like, you know what, back in the day when you had to take the VHS tape and record the sorry.
Do you want something to drink?
No, I'm good. The cinnamon or the tapes that you would put into your VHS player to record stuff on TV.
Yeah.
I had one. It was like Nickelodeon stuff.
Yeah.
And on it had a Rice Krispies treat commercial.
Ooh.
And it was like in Toronto. Or Seattle, and they were like, win this, and it was when grunge was a thing, it was like, win this guitar and come to Seattle, and it was like, oh, all right.
Like to see Pearl Jam. That's funny. Shit. See Kurt Cobain.
2 weeks before he died.
That's terrific. There were so many cool, like, cereal promotions and shit back in the day.
Now,
and kids will miss that.
Now there's, yeah.
Now it's like, go get your smartphone.
Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah. And you're like, fuck you. I'm not going to follow fucking Rice Krispie Treats on Twitter.
Which makes it so much easier, because, like, back in the day, you'd have to mail it in.
Right.
Now everybody just goes to a phone or a computer.
Right.
And
there's no
millions of people are doing it.
And there's
so
no
easy.
Hunt anymore. There's no thrill of the hunt. Like, you can't be like, I'm going to dive to the bottom of that fucking cereal, get my toy. Or I'm going to send
and
all
toys.
These box
they don't
tops
do
in.
That, man.
They don't do any of that anymore. It's all just useless cardboard to kids. That's really fucking depressing. That's really fucking depressing.
They don't have that these days,
no,
man.
No, they don't. Can I take this opportunity, though, to just make this point? Drew Carey is a giant Muppet.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Drew Carey is a giant Muppet.
Yeah, yep.
So, anyway, new favorite cereal.
Oh, well, I'm not going to say favorite.
Okay.
What's your
favorite cereal?
Oh, see, that's tough. I can give you a top five.
Give me a top five.
Top five.
This is Steve Stevens' top five favorite cereals. Go.
All right. Not in any particular order.
Mm-hmm.
Reese Puffs. It's
legit.
Candy for breakfast.
It is candy for breakfast.
Yep. That's what this.
And nobody believes them.
No, it is delicious.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles.
Okay. All right.
I get down with Fruity Pebbles. A lot of people don't like Fruity Pebbles.
People don't like
Fruity Pebbles. Yeah, it blows my mind.
Fuck that shit, all right. Man.
Frosted Cheerios.
Oh, okay. All right. Interesting choice.
Yeah. Regular Cheerios.
Okay.
And I don't like Lucky Charms.
Okay.
Don't like those. I would have
Cookie Crisp?
No, I don't like Cookie Crisp.
No? Shit.
I like
Honey Bunches of Oats.
I do like Honey Bunches of Oats.
Have you tried Honey Bunches of Oats?
I feel like that commercial's been on for at least 10 years now.
Yes. Oh,
that
easily.
Same commercial.
Those people don't exist anymore.
Let's ask Alexa how long.
Alexa, how long has the Honey Bunches of Oats commercial been running? I don't know what she's doing. I think she's coming back awake. I think we woke her up. But have you tried Honey Bunches of Oats, Alexa? No response.
Alexa! Go fuck yourself.
I'm not going to respond to that.
Wow.
Oh.
Well,
yeah. Alexa, what does fuck mean?
Legit question.
I'd rather not answer that.
God damn it. Is there parental guidance on this?
Not to my knowledge. You see that video where the kid, it was like, he like says like, play Fuddy Daddy. And she's like, Fuddy Daddy, a porn from the 1970s involving
those
anal
are the things
fuck.
I want to know, yeah.
Right,
well,
I know.
Well, let's ask it. Alexa, how did David Carradine die?
David Carradine died in Bangkok on June 3rd, 2009. His cause of death was hanging. He was 72 years old when he died.
You know, I think there's more to that
story. Yeah, yeah, we know there's more to that
he
story.
He had his big David Carradine cock out while he was hanging himself. It was presumably unintentional. Stay in school, kids. The cereals. I want to get back to cereals.
Oh, yeah, cereals.
Because I think that's a good top five. I have Cheerios original.
Okay. I like to cut up bananas and throw them in.
I love that.
That's one of my favorite things.
I love that. It sounds so old 50s.
Yeah, but it's delicious.
It's delicious. Cheerios.
Oh, wait. What if there was peanut? There's peanut butter Cheerios, right?
There are peanut butter Cheerios.
Cut the banana up. You got PB and, you know.
That's bomb.
Peanut butter.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
You just struck gold, my friend. Man. I love that.
Peanut butters and bananas.
Okay, so Cheerios. I'm gonna go Frosted Flakes. Oh, they're more than good.
Oh, yeah. And Tony the Tiger.
Right. Yeah. Right. I'll go Reese's Puffs. I will go Oreo O's. And fuck. I used to love Rice Krispie Treats, but I don't.
I never really cared for Rice Krispie Treats.
I'll go. I'll go that Apple Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That was good.
Actually, that would be five right there. Yeah, shit's delicious.
It is delicious.
Yeah, but you gotta have sugary stuff. You know what I mean? Unless you're in a Cheerios mode, you want to cut up some bananas, whatever. But you gotta have sugar for breakfast.
Yeah, sugar.
Who doesn't eat some form of sugar for breakfast?
I mean, yeah. I mean, like either you could be addicted to coffee or sugar.
Right.
You know, caffeine.
And which would you prefer? I prefer the one with the delightful bird who's insane telling me to eat more chocolate cereal.
Yeah. Instead of, you know, coffee beans.
Right.
Shat out of a cat's ass.
That's right. You discovered that, didn't you?
Yeah. Did we talk about that?
We didn't talk about that. Not on the show.
Well, apparently there is a type of coffee that is fed to cats, and then the cat will go through their digestive system.
Right.
And they shit it out, and they have people go and collect these coffee beans.
Shit it out coffee beans.
And then they brew that into coffee, and apparently it changes the chemistry or something weird.
Yeah.
But people pay like $40, $50.
That's disgusting. That's the most old, rich, white thing to do ever. Like, if you live in fucking...
Well, but here's the thing. Like, why pick a cat? Like,
I don't know.
I mean, they why tried. Not a lion?
There was a right. There was like a whole process. Like, let's see what happens when my dog shits out coffee. No,
not quite the same.
How about my bird? No. How about my fish? No. I know.
The cat.
Sprinkles.
Oh, man.
That's what fucking Downton Abbey should be about.
Yeah, cat chick coffee.
Fuck all this drama about like fucking each other and everything. Is that what they do in that show?
I don't know.
Make it about how the first guy who discovered that you have to digest this coffee bean in a cat, and the whole series, 9 seasons, he's just this tangential like baby. And through this show, he grows up, and like the whole time, he's just that jokey character who always eats shit. You don't know why. You don't know what happened to him where he just grows up and he just eats shit. And they're like, Billy, put that shit down. And it's only like one like scene in every episode where it's like, Billy, put it down. And you never know why he eats shit until the last episode. He's like a full grown man. And his mom is like, Billy, you've eaten shit. Get that shit out of your mouth. And he says, no, mother, this shit is the shit of a cat. And this is a coffee bean. Drink this, mother. And she drinks it and she says, my God.
This is the greatest cup of coffee I've ever had in my life.
And that's it. And yep. then
cut
and
scene.
End scene. Yep. And it ends. And then that's just it. Like that's the whole
just,
series.
Just the Gray movie.
Right. Exactly.
Just like that.
Only far more satisfying. Because the whole season you're like, wow, it's really weird. Why does this kid eat shit all the time? And why does this teenager eat shit all the time? Like, shouldn't he have grown out of this by now? Yeah. Like, people debate it like they do Game of Thrones. They'll be like, what's going to happen in the next episode? Is he going to stop eating shit? Nah, he's still eating shit. And then by the end, it's like, why? Why do you eat shit all the time, Billy? Why? And he's like, I'll tell you why. Sprinkles!
There's this movie out there. I can't remember what it was called, but like, this guy dies, he goes to heaven, he gets put on trial to see whether or not he gets to stay in heaven or go to hell. It's a comedy movie. Mm-hmm. And they're like sitting at a restaurant in heaven or something, and he's like eating this plate, and he's like, you want to try this? And he's like, yeah, sure. And he eats it, and he like spits it out immediately and like almost throws up. And he's like, yeah, that's horse shit. Up here, your taste is so evolved. And I was like, great. What?
What movie is that?
I don't remember what it was called.
Shit.
But it had Rip Torn in it.
Oh, I love Rip
Torn. He's the one that was eating the
whole
shit.
You're gonna get angry!
He almost killed a man.
He did almost kill a man. Yeah. He did almost kill a man.
On set.
On set?
Yeah.
Really?
It's on video.
No shit.
Yeah, I thought I showed this to you before.
I thought that was like a long time ago.
It was. It was like the 60s.
Yeah. That's right. You did show me that video. Yeah. But yeah, they like choked each other out or something. Did we talk about that? I don't remember. Still interesting, though. I think it's worth noting that Rip Torn almost murdered a man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unlike Hillary Clinton, who has killed several men. And not always intentionally.
Yeah.
I think sometimes she just, you know.
They just die. Yeah.
They just die on their, yeah.
They just die around.
They just die, yeah. They're trying to be the one to stop the next fucking apocalypse from happening, or the next world war from happening.
Right, the next Antichrist.
Yeah. They're like time travelers. They saw the vision of this desolate dystopian world and said, who's the cause of all this? And it's like, Hillary Clinton. And I'm not saying I did vote for her.
Oh, yeah.
I did vote for her too. Because considering the alternative and where we are at now, I did vote for Hillary Clinton, but... it wouldn't be good, but I think she's more political in the sense of she would rule this country for herself, but I think because she's used to doing that anyway, she'll do it. I mean, all politicians are, you know, self-involved pieces of shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, she's no different. Bill's no different. None of these people are different. They just try to act like your friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking out for you, and you're like, no, you're not.
No.
But, like, at least she's given the appearance of it, number one. Number two, it's, you know, she's a leader. She's an actual leader. Like, she's led stuff. She's led New York. She was the homeland. No, traveling Secretary of State.
Yeah.
Secretary of State. So, yeah. I mean, the traveling secretary. It'll be like the singing nun, except she's just, I'm traveling. That's great. That's great.
Oh, man.
When you think... here's another random thing to talk about. But when you think about it, Obama was a master of PR. He was a master of PR. because he, working in marketing myself, this is how I'm able to identify some of this stuff. He, like, after the 2008 election and he won, he hired Hillary for his cabinet.
Yeah.
He hired Joe Biden for his vice. All these people he ran against, he then hired in his cabinet. That's incredible. Like, not even on a, you know, because I think that it gives the image of, like, oh, wow, all the people that I wanted to, you know, root for in the Democratic race, they're now part of his camp, and they can all kind of have their ideas, and it'll all be great.
He did the Abraham Lincoln thing where he took people that didn't agree with him.
Exactly. Which is great.
Yeah.
And whether or not it played out like that, I think they all kind of became friends in the end, and they all kind of, but it's such an amazing, like a move for his image. Like, that's a really fucking smart thing to do that. Like Lincoln did. And like, it's just really smart. Like, Trump is just like, I'm going to hire my son. He's going to be in the cabinet and you're going to like it. And if you don't like it, bite me, I'm the president. It's like, you know, that's stupid. Like, you're an idiot. You're at constant war with the people. And it's, well, anyway.
Well, anyway.
Just rambling.
I was like, what do you think about an Oprah Tom Hanks
presidency?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a disaster.
You think so?
That's a disaster. Mm. Oprah is so, she's like Trump. I mean, she's a celebrity. You know what I mean? Like, she doesn't understand. She doesn't understand the colossal pressure that's involved in that. She just wants to do it because she's Oprah, and she wants to make it look like she's this generous, fucking benevolent, big black genie who makes cars appear for people.
What if, like,
really,
what if she wins the
way.
Presidency? She's like, everyone gets a car. like everyone.
That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be cool with that.
But I wouldn't vote for her because of that. You know what I mean? Like, and no disrespect. I'm not saying like big black genie in a sense of like black. I'm saying it as a kind of, I mean, that's just
what about,
her. She's a little bigger.
Okay, see, Oprah's probably, what if it was Tom Hanks Oprah?
No. Still no.
What if it was
Hanks
Tom
is
Hanks?
A great guy, but he shouldn't be leading. No.
No. Tom Hanks or Morgan Freeman, Tom Hanks.
I would vote more for Morgan Freeman, you know? Like, Morgan Freeman is the guy that you want to vote for, because he's like, it's all right, everyone.
I'd vote Samuel Jackson.
I, too, would vote Samuel Jackson.
He wouldn't take no shit.
Yeah. I asked you motherfuckers to stop printing lies about me in the media.
I'm tired of these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane.
In this motherfucking cabinet. Trying to think of any other actors that would be good presidents. Really, I mean, it's different, but it's not.
Yeah, different now. George Clooney.
George Clooney might run. That's the danger with Trump, too, is like, now you're inspiring all of these people to be like, wow, is it really that easy to be president? I could do that. And they don't understand. It's like, no, you can't.
What if we had, like, Bill Gates run against Donald Trump or something?
That's legit.
I mean, like,
I'd vote for Bill Gates over.
Well, I would too.
Like, you're saying, like, a really smart celebrity,
the equivalent. Yeah, like, well, like, on like
to contrast Trump's dumbness.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, we had Obama, which was an amazing presidency, I think.
Yes. Yes.
And then
I agree.
You go complete opposite of that.
Right. Like, right.
Like, people are like, "Well, we've elected our first colored president," and then everybody's like one way, and then
right,
complete.
Opposite.
Complete
opposite.
Next,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Total backward.
Right. Right. Which is just.
What about Michelle Obama? What if she ran?
I'd vote for her. Yeah. She was smart. She helped the kids eat healthy.
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. I would vote for Joe Biden. I would vote for. Who else would be on the Democratic ticket? I don't know. It's weird, man. Being the president's weird. I'd vote for Arnold. That's the celebrity who should be president. Fuck the thing about having to be born here. Fuck that. That doesn't matter anymore.
I really like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold's great. He's actually very smart
about the
when
environment?
It comes to politics. Yeah. He's like, don't let the counties, like, what's gerrymandering. He did like a Facebook video where he was like, stop gerrymandering. These laws are getting passed because you're gerrymandering, which is just funny to say in his voice. Yeah. Gerrymandering!
Stop it.
He should do Jingle All the Way, too, and have it be about gerrymandering.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie, don't gerrymander. It's bad.
What if, like, Okay. We have we could do an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie. We'll call it The Predator 3.
Predator 3.
But instead of it hunting aliens, we'll just hunt the Hollywood douchebag.
Yes. All coming. The perverts?
Yeah, all
yes.
the perverts.
Yes, yes, that's what I said. I posted something like that on Facebook.
You?
It was like, I think all the perverts should come together and do like an Expendables-style mashup movie. But I like your idea better. I want to see Arnold's like last movie. He goes out in a blaze of glory at the end in a duel with Harvey Weinstein. Over the course of the movie, he's like the level boss. And the whole movie is just Arnold hunting down all the perverts. And he like, it's true. I am a pervert too. I have sex with my maid.
And at the end,
I have a little bit of you in me too.
And then at the end, he wastes himself.
Yeah, right, right.
Oscar.
Now time to kill the last pervert. Me.
Oh,
goodbye,
man.
World.
That's a
brilliant
movie.
That's an Academy Award winner right there.
Yeah.
That is an Academy Award
winner.
It's got
your
winner.
Action.
Yes.
Your heart.
Your heart.
Revenge.
It's everything audiences want to see from a movie and more. That's not a fucking Avengers movie.
Oh, man.
That's great. Hey, well, this has been a good fireside chatter, I'd say.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's been lovely.
Yeah. Tell us your thoughts on any of that, whatever it was. FiresideChatter.com or our Facebook page. Like us, follow us, subscribe to us. It's Facebook.com/FiresideChatter.
And I want to sign off with our names, but I want to ask Alexa to say my name.
Yeah.
I have an idea.
All right.
If it works, it'll be great.
Go for it.
Alexa, what was the Facebook killer's name?
She doesn't know.
Oh, never mind.
I got to get Google Home for that one.
Fucking Google Home.
Steve Stevenson. Or Steve Stevens was the Facebook killer, right? Steve Stevens?
Oh, yeah. So it's a little different.
It's a little different. But you still get people in the streets being like, hey, aren't you that Facebook killer guy?
Yeah. Uncanny resemblance. There's an uncanny resemblance.
That's right. Yeah.
And I do too. Oh, I do too. Eat chicken nuggets and French fries
right before you're murdered by the police. Oh, what a heartwarming note. It's Fireside Chatter. I'm Bud.
I'm Steve Stevenson.
Good night, everybody.